ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
All right, today I'm going to be teaching on what I titled Butterflies. So last week, you know, I premised my thoughts on when Jesus was teaching, he said, if your brother has something against you, lay down whatever gift. It means that, you know, I made a tweet yesterday. I said, it's amazing how you are in strife, malice, gossip, whatever it is, and you are still fervent in the Lord. You hate your brother, but you are bouncing in the Lord. Even the Holy Ghost is in awe. Because this your kind, another one, no day. It's a wonder. So the Bible is very clear when it says, it means that our devotion is not supposed to continue with contradictions. Are you here, TC?
Yes, sir.
Our devotion is not supposed to continue with contradictions. Strange. But look at this. It says, let me do this before I continue. I want us to help me appreciate David, everybody. David always comes for setup, and I know it's not easy. I know. And I have an idea about how David is. David likes his schedule planned. But sometimes Daniel will interrupt him. But David will show up. And I know it's not easy. So David, thank you. Folari, thank you too. Then all our youngins, Martina, Sati, I mean, you guys are phenomenal. Treasure, Lang's Cash, you guys are amazing. Media team generally, I owe you guys an outing. A capped outing. Anything above it, you will pay for the rest. But honestly, I owe you guys one. Maybe you'll be my excuse to go and eat Nando's next time I'm craving.
Come to us, Daddy.
As I said, Nando's, my wife's face dropped, but I'm not looking at her. Praise the Lord. Anyways, I want to use them to encourage us. Listen, it's difficult. Like, all the things we have to do, we come here on Saturday by 2 to set up. Then we set up till 6. Then we go home. Then we come back here by 10 in the morning, Sunday. Do all those things. Try everything. Listen, it's a lot of work. But it becomes even harder when people don't pitch in. If everybody plays their part, it will be easier. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If everybody, however you can, especially for those of us who live in Birmingham, please come. Even if it's 1-2 hours you can spend, preferably let it be the first 2 hours. So that we can bring things from the storage, arrange the stuff, then media team has it from there. Daniel, right? It makes it easier. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I have a couple of scriptural thoughts I want to share with us. And, Florian, increase the volume a bit. I have a couple of scriptural thoughts I want to share with us. And this is, let me put it this way. One of the first things I wrote here is this, especially when it comes to butterflies. Oh, Valerian, just hold on. Don't worry. I'll call you later on. Your emotions and feelings are a gift from God. Say that.
Valerian,
join yourselves.
Say,
my emotions
and feelings
are a gift
from God.
Now, I think that it's very profound that the apostle who spoke about love the most is referred to as the one Jesus loved. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Is referred to as the one Jesus loved. So, emotions in and of themselves are a gift from God. Now, the fact that the primary lens of the believer is revelation. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The primary lens of the believer is revelation. However, your emotions are not revelation, but or your revelation are not feelings, but feelings can propel revelations. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me explain it this way. When the Bible says love, it's an instruction. Whether you feel it or not, you are supposed to love. However, over time, you will begin to feel what you are doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? You begin to feel what you're doing. Have you ever, if you've been saved for a while, have you ever met a believer in a place you did not expect? And love for that person just welled up in your heart. That you asked yourself, what's wrong with you? Are you not loved at home? Has that happened? If that's happened to you, wave. You people don't love believers in this church. If that's happened to you, wave. Because there is a common bond. There's a koinonia. There's a fellowship in the blood that we share. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
There's a fellowship in the blood that we share. Listen, the fact that this sermon, you know, some people have... Next time, please, let's put this thing in front. It's easier. Some people have theological idols. And I like to call it that way. There are some kind of sermons some people like. And I used to catch myself when we talk about the power of the Holy Ghost. Some people say, Daddy, carry me there. Take me there. But then when we talk about some other, maybe we're talking about Bible interpretation and we're talking about some serious doctrinal matters. Some people will be like, it's good, but, you know, let's just go through the service. Anytime you catch yourself being more excited about an aspect of God's word as against another aspect of God's word, tell yourself, this is wrong. Because the truth is, theological bias has a name, idolatry. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All of scripture is inspired. Therefore, we're supposed to love what? All of scripture. We're supposed to love all of scripture. So this topic, as of 3 years ago, I didn't think I'll be teaching this in my life. But here we are. And I called Bolu during the week. Bolu was like, Pastor, I teach you on love things on Sunday. You've never thought about that before. It's your first time. I'm excited. I'm not. But here we are. But it's going to be an amazing service. And the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to listen. Married, unmarried, about to be married. Marriage is still far. Shall I you hear? Whatever that is, I want you to pay rapt attention. Because what I'm sharing from is not my feelings, it's the word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, like I said, your emotions are a gift from God and are yours to steward. You know, and this is a very important thing, especially when it comes to our walk with God. One thing we need to realize is when you just got saved, there's this kind of godly passion that enraptures your soul. You want to pray. You want to study your Bible. You want to do things for the Lord. Then after a while, you now realize it begins to wane. Because the human mind is desired to only be excited by the things of eternity. Have you ever, I've taught this in purpose, have you wanted to buy something so bad you finally bought it and says that off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You will get bored no matter how great that, and that's exactly why people take drugs and overdose on drugs. Because your body will adjust after a while and you will need to release more dopamine to keep up with that level of high you first had. You know, I saw my brother-in-law posted a video on his status and I said, how low does man have to bend for pleasure? If I tell you what it is, you won't even believe it. So, you know people who smoke normally, right? But what these guys do is they add to what they smoke. You know what the Bible says? Add to your patience virtue.
Mm-hmm.
To what they smoke, they add the bones of dead people. They rob graveyards and take just the bones. And you see them, somebody is actually like this.
Sit down.
Not sitting, suspended. He's like that, like a zombie. And you know, a medical person explained that the bones of, you know, the human bone has sulfur. So when you smoke, it makes them act zombie-like. And I'm like, How deep is the depravity in the heart of a man? It is deep. I assure you. But our emotions are not supposed to. The first thing you should know is our emotions don't control us. Our emotions don't own us. We own emotions. Come on, are you here? Our emotions don't own us. We own emotions. So when it comes to things that are profitable, channel your feelings in that direction. If you only pray when you feel like praying, you will not have a prayer life. If you only study your Bible when you feel like studying, when you just say, I want to divorce scriptures today, you will not have a consistent Bible study culture. You must make time. And that's why I'm tired must not be an excuse to not have a devotion. Because many times, you know, one of the verses of scripture that has been on my heart so strong is God is a rewarder of those who diligently. Many people are wondering why they are not finding profit in their work with God, meaning they are not enjoying their work with God the way they should. A lot of people are not doing that because they've not stayed on it long enough. If you stay on prayer long enough, you will begin to enjoy prayer. That's when you realize that all these feelings that we are having, our feelings are unreliable. Anyone who goes to the gym consistently, Shola goes to the gym consistently, anyone who goes to the gym consistently knows the initial pain you will feel is a deterrent. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe you're not here because you've not been to a gym in like 18 years. Daniel, sorry. That's what Shola said. It's a deterrent. But after that flow, when you get into the flow, you now begin to enjoy what you're doing. It's the same thing with everything in your life. So also, we also have feelings that we should not act on. Listen, I used to have a lot of very serious mood swings. You can see me smiling now, and in 3 minutes, I look like the Lord has given me a body. And then you ask me, how are you? Fine. You know, I used to be an atmosphere dampener. Yeah. Have you come around people where they are moody all the time? You now begin to say, please carry your issue and get out of here. Get out of here, man. You say, please, I want to avoid issues. Listen, I used to be like that, but what changed it for me was a book by, I think it's Tim LaHaye, Spirit Control Temperament. When the book hit me, I just a few pages in, I realized I own feelings. Feelings don't own me. I own my feelings. My feelings don't own me. The fact that it feels legitimate does not mean I must act on it.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The fact that I feel this way does not mean I must act this way. Listen, that's why I said I'm putting a fine balance to these two. Your feelings are a gift from God. For example, when you are in a high tension environment or an environment that sponsors fear, just the same way a mother will lift a car to rescue her child, adrenaline will kick in. You start feeling you are running on spider senses. That is God's wisdom to protect you. When you hear an explosion and your first instinct is run, it's not cowardice. Is God's wisdom to protect your life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, and I'm saying this because there are many of us who need to know this. We need to bring, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, it said, set, give me Colossians chapter 3, let's read it together. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. Colossians chapter 3. We're going to verse 5. Are you here, TEC?
Yes, sir.
It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. So he's saying, if you were raised with Christ, were you raised with Christ?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. If you were raised with Christ, which is a fact, or seeing that you were raised with Christ, seek those things. Desire, let your appetite pursue those things that are where? Above where Christ is sitting. Next verse. Set. Look at the word. He says seek. He says set. It means that these are things that you can do. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Guys, you're not responding well to me. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
These are things that you can do. Note this keyword. Seek, set. Set your mind on the things where? Above. Not on the things on the earth. Next verse. So if he's telling you seek, you can do it. If he's telling you set, you can do it. He said, go back. Let's read 2 into 3 again, please. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. He said, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Next verse. He now says, therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, and idolatry. So, if you go back, he says, seek, set. He now tells you what Christ has done for you. And then the next verse, he now says, therefore, put to death. If he's telling you seek, seek those things, set your affection, it's because you can do it. The man in Christ has been delivered from his sin nature. So, that's why Paul will tell the church, let him that stole steal no more. I'm not going to look at a man who is not born again and say, stop sinning. The man cannot. Sin is his nature. I can't look at a dog and say, stop barking. The dog cannot but bark. The mother dog does not teach the younger dog, you know, do woo, woo. It's in their nature. But if you see a goat barking, that devil is a liar. Are you getting me?
Yes,
so, but when you see a goat barking, you know that this is strange. That's akin to what Paul is telling us, that it is possible for us to act against our nature. But therefore, we should what? Set. And we should seek. So, like a pilot, when the winds are blowing contrary, what you do, if this is your course, and the winds are blowing this way, you set. You turn it on course. When your feelings are acting contrary to how you should, you what? Set. How you set it? By words. You know, someone, I worked, someone was talking to me, I was telling me, you know, talking about how I'm married and all. And the person was saying how, you know, the person was saying how long have you been married? I told the person said, you guys have not gone through the phase where you will even hate each other. I said, we will not.
Amen.
No, it's not a prayer point. It's fact. We will not. See, being saved will save you many things. We will not. Abi, baby. Okay. Because the way you are whispering to Kufo, like he never see anything. Because our feelings are tricky and Satan is a bastard liar.
Yeah.
Have you fought with someone so much you forget why you are fighting,
yeah,
but you are sure fighting?
Yeah.
And you are feeling the anger or hurt. So you've forgotten the reason, but the feelings are still there.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, set. Set. And this is the thing, you know, I was listening to an apologist and he said something. Someone asked him a question about homosexuality. And this is a question. He said, the person asked him, what do you think about homosexuality? He said, it doesn't matter what I think. He said, okay, what does the word say? And this is a vital part. Homosexual attraction. And these are conversations that need to be had because there are actually people who are struggling. Homosexual attraction and feelings are not the same. It is acting on those feelings that is the same. Do you know what Jesus said? And we don't like, I can feel it now, as I said that some of us are apprehensive already. Listen to me. We don't like talking about these things, but, you know, we are, because we can say, it's wrong, but, you know, you say, if you are struggling with pornography, you know, you can just get help. In the same way, some, are you aware? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says when sin is fully birthed, when passions are birthed, when lust is fully born, it gives birth to sin. And then when sin is fully born, it gives birth to death. So even sin starts from passions. It says when James, when sin is, when passions are fully born, it then gives birth to sin. It means that, and the same word, help me find that verse. The same word there is the same word for Mary, you will be impregnated. The same Greek word. What that means is this. Many people are carrying passions. What they need is just an avenue for fulfillment. Yeah. TC, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So, the fact... Let me give an instance, for example. Those of us who were in the final, right? Mm. We know what a generating set is. Generator.
Yes.
Thank you. James 1:15. When sin... Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth. This is a time for pregnancy. The way a woman can carry it 9 months, when that time is come, the baby will be born. It's the same way somebody can carry passions for a while, but I assure you, when the fullness is come, it will be born. So many times, passion is looking for opportunity. Please, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Anyways. It's just like a generating set. If you face it against the wall, you know the suit is going to make the wall black. Yeah. Right?
Yes,
if you paint the wall and still leave the generating set that way, just give it time. It will be black again. It will be black again. But if after a while, you know, after you paint it and then you remove the generating set, it will not be black anymore. It's the same way many people just need to get away from environments that enable what is happening in their lives. There are actually people who, these feelings, these desires that are not of God, when they begin to come up in our lives, set. And you will need this even in your relationship. You know, all these conversations we're having, if you hate your brother, you are in darkness until now. It does not start from hatred. Sometimes it starts from, why is he the one always talking? Why is he the one they're always calling? Why is he the one that, before you know, is rising like the anointing in your heart. He's rising and you become a witch. Learn to take heed to yourself. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, take heed to yourself. People, and I'm saying this to us, especially in this our world, where you are always comparing yourself with one influencer somewhere that never posts their failures. You're comparing yourself with one influencer somewhere, and then you now start feeling bad. I'm not doing much with my life. What is much? What does much look like? So you are feeling bad, comparing yourself to that person, and it doesn't always start that way. It always starts with rubbish communication. You know, there's something in the Bible called the voice of strangers. It's online too. You had a great idea. My marriage will be good until you start following Joro. Some of us don't know who Joro is. It's fine. And then you now start reading. You hear men has come so much. You don't say it, but you have been impregnated. When you begin to find yourself, your significant other, you are consistently irritated by them. The devil has sought to sift you as wheat. Yes. Learn to see the fingerprints of the enemy. When you see relationships in your life that are under attack, you are picking offense with relationships that matter. Step back. Step back. Because one small issue will blow up and you will be amazed how it will blow up. Titi, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 7:34. Let's find a way to run that wire. That thing is a hazard. The way it's hanging. The way it's hanging. 1 Corinthians 7. Guys, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Let me just land on this. Especially if you are someone who you know your emotions are always playing games on you. You're always comparing yourself to somebody. Your mood is just swinging. When your mood wants to swing, hold the pendulum. Say, go back. Go back. Say, I will be happy today. I will have a great day today. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Because you are not just, you are not a carnal man. A carnal man is a man that is only driven by his senses. You are a spiritual man.
Yes, sir.
You are born of God. So you will hold those feelings and say, no. You are feeling angry. The words want to rise out of your soul. You want to lay a curse. When you just come here and say, Mommy Tony. Or look at the person and say, blessings. Listen, you know, me that is preaching, you know, I said you're not supposed to pray for the death of your enemies. I'm a pastor. I have seen wickedness. I'm not just a pastor. I'm a pastor that is proficient in the things of the Spirit. And they flow.
Yes, sir.
I flow with the prophetic grace. Small, small, I'm trying. Really? Let me tell you, I've seen wickedness. There are times I'm ministering to people and I'm seeing the person behind this issue. You are not sick. You are under a spell. And I'm seeing who is behind. And I say, if I just say, let the right hand of God slap him, the person will pass. But I know that's not the Lord's cause. Let me tell you a story. So when I pray that, you will not say, you've not seen power. Don't worry, calm down. I know someone who, she was bleeding. She was bleeding. A word and all, a man of God had prayed for her, the bleeding stopped. In another meeting, man of God said, there's a lady here, you have been bringing blood, laid hands on her, and stopped. And then that night, the man of God had a vision. The lady said she was hearing footsteps come up from her staircase, pin her on the bed, and hit her on the stomach, and immediately she started bleeding. I know. Long story short, this is what happened. All her aunties had given their children. They were witches. He said, in all this Western world, they don't really pray. Don't worry. And can't you see how their society is? He said, they had not given, but they agreed that this woman, what they would do is they won't kill. Her mom had agreed that, okay, you won't kill my daughter. Just be taking the blood small, small. Let her be dripping. It's not supposed to be funny, please. And that's exactly what happened. In cases like that, you want to say, let the sword of the Lord. Because how wicked. Let me not talk. There are stories. Evil is real.
Yes,
there are many, in this, even in developed nations that people talk about, there are many people walking around that are oppressed of devils. That's a story for another day. Have, you see your feelings when people, when you are beginning to run in a way that is not pleasing to the Lord. When your feelings are rising, do you know what Jesus said? He said, he that looks at a woman lustfully has committed adultery in his heart. He has committed that in his heart. What that means, and this happens to me, let me tell you how. And when I walk, because apparently when you marry, fine girls don't finish. Kisley, say, yeah, do you know? So, a lady, listen, oh, if you feel I'm less spiritual because of this example, it's fine. A lady passes, and I'm like, this fine girl, as soon as I'm turned, I say, what did you keep there that you want to check? Oh, yeah, forward. And I lift my eyes to the hills. I face front. Learn to talk yourself out of your flesh. David said, why are you downcast, oh my soul? Speak God's word. If not, your feelings will run you in the gutter. First Corinthians 7. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
It says, now there's a difference between a wife and a virgin. The virgin here, of course, means someone that is unmarried. It said, the unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. I think KJV just put it this way, the single person, the unmarried person. He said, but she who is married cares about the things of the world and how she may please her husband. Listen, this is a very, and if you read the context more, it's not just about the woman. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
The single person, ideally, is to seek to please the Lord. But then the married person is to seek to please the person they are married to. That's exactly why the Bible will say, anybody who, before a man is going to be a bishop, we are supposed to check how he handles his home. Because if he cannot handle his home properly, how will he steward the house of God? Come on, are you with me?
Yes,
if he cannot handle his home, how will he steward the house of God? So, this is the cadre of things. It's God, family, then ministry. Or God, family, and work. If you are working at the expense of your family, you are wrong. If you're a great pastor and a terrible husband, you are also wrong. You know, there are things we heard. I remember I heard the story of, I watched a video of a man of God who said, and I'm saying this in all honor, he said, you know, I've been preaching for months, I've been away from his church. First, that's so irresponsible. God gave you work, you've been running up and down. Said he has been away for months. And as he has been away for months, he also said, also, my wife just joined me. I just saw I've been away from her. How can that be a brag? That because you are serving God, you've been away from your wife for months. Daddy, they should lay you down and flog you. Paul says it's good that you should not marry. But if you decide you want to get married, are you listening to me, please?
Yes, sir.
If you decide you want to get married or you are already married, the cause of that person comes first before your own. You are seeking to please this person, and this is how it ties. In pleasing that person, of course, in the Lord, you are pleasing God. In seeking to please that person, you are pleasing who? God. That's the married angle. But for my single folk, this is what, see, the man is supposed to seek to please. When a single man is supposed to seek to please the Lord, listen, your unmarried years are to seek Jesus.
Yes,
your married years are not to seek for a relationship. A marriage is not a reward.
Yeah.
Believe me, marriage is more work. A marriage is not a reward. You know, we watched movies and storybooks, and they always ended with happily. So you just think of how they grew old, they grew gray hair, and they died. If the story was supposed to continue, they should tell us how they fought. But let me put it this way: the single man or woman is supposed to spend their years loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. Single time is a time to please the Lord. You know, and this is so important because many people don't know how to be by themselves. Can I tell you something? You don't need to be married to fulfill purpose. Please, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You don't need to be married to fulfill purpose. Even though for some people, even though marriage can have a place in what God wants to do for you. If my wife didn't marry me, she would have lived her life, fulfilled God's plan, and done God proud. Paul did not, but he fulfilled God's cause. Listen to me. Single time is a time to please the Lord. First, when you don't have anybody, you have to text every day. Now, I have a thing. I don't like staying on the phone too long, except by talking theology. Right? So, I've become one of these pastors' gods. But when I travel, my wife will call me, or before, my wife will call me on text and say, I missed you. Okay. All right, I have to go now. But say, why can't you stay on the call? You said you miss me. Why can't you stay? I like, sincerely, I do, but I hate phone. Except it's theology. But anywho, some other times, in pain, I have to stay. Because the married man seeks to what?
Please. This is fast.
Now when you don't have anybody, you have to text, you have to check up on, you have to do all these things. Now remember, the marriage, these things I'm teaching, they apply to everybody. Now you don't have to do all those things with anybody. Please spend time praying. Spend time loving the Lord. Spend time loving the Lord. Spend time in your own space. In your own space. A lot of people don't know how to be by themselves. The distance from one breakup to another one is 2 months. Transfer window. They don't know how to be by themselves. Learn to know yourself. I have more things to share later. Actually know yourself. Actually love the Lord. Listen, what exactly does God want to do with your life? How will I serve God? How will I? Because the truth is, all of our lives are found in Him. And because all of our lives are found in Him, we see every other thing through Him. So, in growing in conviction and serving the Lord, there are many. You see what I'm teaching? It's not just, you know, you must be choleric and choleric, sanguine and sanguine. All of our lives are seen through the lens of the Lord. And if our lives are seen that way, you will know who will fit in here and who will not. Yeah. Spend your time pleasing the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And when I say single, I don't mean not in a relationship. Even in a relationship. Because you are not married until you are married. So a boyfriend doesn't get husband privileges. Am I preaching now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And vice versa. Listen, if the reason why you should spend that time seeking the Lord is this. If we are all Christians, marriages will be fine. If we just love the Lord, follow His cause, serve Him as we should, we will actually all be fine. And the marriages will actually be okay. Anybody that is not using their single years to seek, please the Lord, should not be dated. That person is a hazard to be married to. He's not really born again, but he loves the Lord. She's not really into this Jesus thing, but she comes to church. Jezebel. Genesis 2:20. We're going to 24. Genesis 2:20-24. Ah, God. Time. Genesis 2:20-24. You know, let me open my Bible. It says, and Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to the beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman. and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. First of all, in all the things that existed in the garden, there was no... It's not called helpmate. It's called help meet. Are you here?
Yes.
It's called help meet, meaning a worthy helper. A worthy helper, not helpmate. A help meet, a worthy helper. So Adam looked around, didn't see anything that was worthy. And God looked around, Adam didn't choose, and then God now gave Adam a worthy help. Long story short, let me talk to you like maybe you have spoken to Adam. Don't call a goat flesh of your flesh. Adam is surrounded by animals, have you? Don't call a cow bone of your bone. Let it be a worthy help, a help meet. And what exactly does that, how exactly does that apply? Simply put, because you are spending your time seeking the Lord, you know what direction the Lord is taking you. And you know where what who can fit in. Please, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You know who can fit into that. There are some things you shouldn't pray about. He doesn't really love Jesus, but he loves me. Let me pray about it. That's what? He's a Muslim, but he comes to church occasionally. He loves me. What is wrong with you? Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He said, a help meet, a worthy help. So if you're going to spend your time serving the Lord, if you're going to spend your time following the Lord's cause, then in spending time with the Lord, you are building up yourself as a worthy help or as somebody worthy to be helped. Come on, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And this applies both married and unmarried. If these instructions have not started applying to anyone that is married here, it's not too late to start applying. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Married or unmarried. So what does that mean? Adam saw her and the Lord basically created a help that was worthy. So what this means is seek to grow so that you can serve the other person better and also you can be served better. There are some people that are toxic to work with, and there are some people that are toxic to be worked with. Don't be any. Please, are you listening to me? Don't be toxic to work with or toxic to be worked with. Be a worthy help or somebody worthy to be helped. And that is done in growth. Hey, Jesus Christ. I'm going to run. Are you here? Let me put this. Maybe somebody should come on the keyboard for me. Let's run. Does God... Let me just answer this question. Hosea chapter 1:1-2. Then 1 Corinthians 7:39. Are you ready? Guys, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Hosea 1:1-2. Now, the question I want to answer is this. Does God choose a husband or a wife for somebody? Ma? Okay. Does God choose? Hosea 1. He said, the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. Next verse. He said, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea, and the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of the whoredoms and children of whoredoms, from the land has committed great whoredom, departed from the land. Now, a lot of people can use this verse to mean that God chose a wife for Hosea. But this is exactly what happened. Listen, when God says, when God told Hosea to choose, to go and marry this person, it was because he wanted to depict that Israel had committed whoredom against the Lord. So he was using the prophet's marriage to describe that. Europe, has not sinned like this. Please don't go and marry a wife of whoredoms.
Yes, sir.
There's that. This is one verse a lot of people can use. Matthew, I'm going to quote this fast because we're out of time. Matthew 1:20-21. Another verse that people are quick to quote also is, they say, Joseph, right? Joseph, the son of David, an angel appeared and said, don't put Mary away. Don't be afraid to marry her. I don't think that what he was saying here was you should marry Mary. I think what he was saying is go ahead with your plans to marry her. 1 Corinthians 7:39. This is Paul now speaking. 1 Corinthians 7:39. He says, a wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, this is of course the widows in the church, Paul speaking. He said, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. See, what this simply means. The word, let me see verse 36 also. Verse 36. He said, if any man, look at what Paul says. If any man thinks he's now behaving improperly towards his virgin, that's the person he's betrothed to. If she is past the flower of youth and thus it must be, let him do what he wishes. He does not sin. Let them marry. When you see the way Paul is talking about marriage here, he's basically saying that anybody can marry as they please, but in the Lord. The thing is, this talk of there is the one person for you, it's a lie. Statistically, there are more women than men on the earth. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
There are more women than men on the earth. Okay, if one person dies, do you give birth to a wrong generation? Or if one person marries wrong, then you also now marry wrong. What then happens? Please, TC, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Long story short, does God choose? The Bible now says, he that finds. That's the voice of scriptures. Now, does God choose or do you choose? The answer is very simple. Paul said, let them marry, but in the Lord. Does God choose or do you choose? I will just put it this way. The Lord chooses. God does not choose for you. God chooses with you. And why that is important is, like I said, your feelings are a terrible arbiter of truth. When you get to somebody and start like, Allah, pray, oh. Because people hide things. People hide things. Ideally, any two believers, of course, apart from maybe minor things like purpose and health and many things, ideally, any two believers should be able to get married. But there are people that their salvation is still loaded. There are people that you can't be sure if they are saved. See, let me tell you something. When it comes to this marriage thing, believe people's behavior over prophecies.
Yes, sir.
When people show you who they are, believe them. When people ghost you, respect the dead. I don't know if you're getting
what I'm saying. Yes, sir.
Believe them. Remember a story of someone who said someone gave a prophetic word, and as she gave that prophetic word, that this guy is the person you're going to marry. She said she actually liked the other person, but she said, you know what? I'm still going to marry this guy. Now, her and this guy, the other person she liked, doing well, great guy, good guy. But this other person that prophetic word said she should marry, they were having serious issues. Prophetess was not in the house. If you look at Genesis 24, the story of Isaac and Rebekah, I'm not going to read it. Isaac and Rebekah, Abraham told this guy, said, pick somebody from my wife, but from my tribe. Marry in Christ. Marry in the Lord. Why is everybody sober? It's not salvation now. Are you guys with me? He said, marry, but marry in the Lord. And then he said, let the servant now went, but the servant prayed. He now said, I being in the way, the Lord led me. See, there's such a thing as the fingerprints of the divine, the hand of God that can, everybody that has married somebody and they're really excited, they know, they usually have stories that the Lord led me to this person, whether it's spectacular or not. Whether it's spectacular, because there is the hand of God that is in the affairs of men. He prayed, and then he said, Lord, give me this sign. Now, and then, you know, all this happened, he saw Rebecca. He brought Rebecca to Isaac, and Isaac liked what he saw too. Then they got married. Let me tell you something. This marriage issue is very... It is designed by a supernatural God, but don't make it too spiritual at the expense of your brain.
Yeah.
Bishop Edipo said something. He said, God gave you a brain so he can rest. So, don't... You see... Anyways, let's move on. Let me just land on this. Other people's how doesn't have to be yours. There are people that the Lord has shown them the person to marry in visions. And it's a thing. There are some other people, they just saw somebody like the person, they prayed, they had peace, and they moved on. And they're happy with three kids. Don't now think that this other person is better than your own because your own, you don't have it. Let me tell you a story. I know a man of God I love and honor so much. He was one of the people that Lord used to bring out. He was the person that the Lord used to bring out the man of God in him, primary. Someone he was dating, the Lord told her in her 100th level, her first year in uni, that this is the person you will get married to. In his Bible, he was chasing another girl. But finally, his mom asked him, what of this girl? Another person asked him, what of this girl? He had a vision. He saw the girl. Somebody walk up on the street to him and say, the Lord says, this lady, her name is this. Somebody that doesn't know him or her. He'll be in the bus, the person will be prophesying and say, thus saith the Lord. Those things exist, but he's married to somebody else today. Yes. Why? Because the girl misbehaved. She broke up with him 4 times. First. A miracle. First of all, me. She broke up with him 4 times. At the 4th time, he had no strength left in him. He's the one that told me, he said, see, all this vision, confusion, they are powerful, but he believes in character more than he believes in prophecies. Now he's happily married and in the will of God. Because the truth of the matter is, do you know, one thing that is a thing about time is these people change.
Yeah.
God said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. But later we start hearing about Paul and Silas. Ladies and gentlemen, people change. And it's a real thing. Some people have not even, they are very young, so they meet somebody at their level and date. Then they get older and start having some kind of resources. Then all the girls that were out of their league, they didn't used to see, they now begin to see them. And hence, they now begin to cheat. Because what they couldn't afford before then. Many people have not gone through the money challenge. Let me see. Everybody here, men, women, whoever, respect the person you are with enough to have boundaries. Have boundaries. You don't want to post couple goals online and people are saying, I know the color of your husband's bumper. I know. I told a friend of mine, I said, nobody will see my boxers. Just my wife.
Yes.
Anybody that is waiting for that, anybody that is waiting for that will wait till they die.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody. Because there is more to be lost than the pleasure that follows. How long is it? Even if you are a machine gun, 1 hour, 30 minutes. How much is it? No. It's nonsense. Many people, anyways, let's move on. Other people's how doesn't have to be your how. And when it comes to even before you choose somebody by the Lord, there is a thing, please listen to me. When you choose somebody by the Lord, even on that aspect, there are negotiables and non-negotiables. They are negotiables. But before I talk about negotiables and non-negotiables, listen. A kind man matters over a kind of man. I'm deep. I know. A kind man. When I say that, trust the person's content over their container. Because in the long run, meaning a kind person over a kind of person. In the long run, you know, I've heard a lot of people say things like, the guy doesn't really have game. Listen, all these things can be learned. They can be learned. Please pay attention to me.
Yes, sir.
All these things can be learned. Punchlines aren't enough. Game isn't enough. In fact, can I be honest with you? Chances are one person does not have everything you want. Because I've heard, I remember somebody, a couple of years ago, someone very close to my family, he said, if I'm going to date any girl, she must have another citizenship, she must be earning this, she must be 6 feet, she must be... Now, as God, we have it. Because the truth is, no one person may have everything. But know that the non-negotiables cannot be shaken. And again, please marry a kind person. You know, as I was praying at the back before the service, I'd mean, please, can you give me 10 minutes? Tell me now. If you say no, I'll end my sermon. Huh? This sermon we have part 3. We'll continue in March. Anyways, say 5 minutes, have you? Okay. Because every time I keep seeing people tweet that say, they tweet, they say, Christian guys need to do better. They don't have game. They go and marry Abdullah. Go. Because many times, we are majoring on the minor. If you marry someone who is terrible in conduct, I remember one time, I was during there's a compulsory program we do before we graduate from the uni I went to. Then there was a worship period, and it was awesome. My God. The anointing was there. I was lifting my hands and all. And then there was this fine girl I saw. And I was like, this girl is really fine. Great girl, sweet girl. And she sat down. And, you know, at first she was standing. I was like, this girl with her fine braids. I was just praying. And I was lost in the prayer. Then, after a while, I just opened my eyes mid-worship. Focus. I opened my eyes mid-worship. And I looked. I saw the girl sitting down, crossing her leg. The fineness. It's like, you just opened the dream. And it disappeared. It's the same way if you... What I'm trying to say is this. Don't marry a goat because of six packs. Yes. Like I said, a kind man over a kind of man. I remember there was a time my wife and I had an issue. And as I was praying before, that's the thing that was playing in my head. We had an issue that lasted for a bit. And we had tried to sort it. It was not working. Then I walked. I came into the bathroom because for me, I was practicing what I preach. And when he says, if you have something against your brother, I say, is this how I will preach on Sunday? I'll come and say, greet somebody beside you, but we're not happy. I said, no, I can't do that. I'm not a wizard. So I went and we had tried. I said, is this how I will preach? Talk to me. Then I saw tears well in my wife's eye. It's true. And then she said, no, I'm fine. She said it twice. So I left her. Babe, am I lying? Please, they'll think I'm lying. Am I lying?
Okay.
Then finally I went inside the room. And then apparently I saw that the thing that was bothering me was weighing more on her because she was crying. It's not tears that was welling, she was actually not crying. And I went, why are distracting me now? Let me change my story. She was praying and crying. She was praying. Then I went inside and I saw her and I now realize that the issue didn't matter as much as my wife being happy. Wait. So I hugged my wife, and then we sorted the issue. Then later we talked about it. Listen, I'm going somewhere. Later we talked about it and we moved on. See, it's in that context that I'm like, because when I saw my wife cry, it broke my heart. It broke my heart. I felt really broken. And I said, Jesus. So the issue did not matter again. There are people that you, for them to forgive, for the issue to go, I must be right. I must bring a burnt offering. See, if you, you know, there's a guy who attended my ADC, Kumi. Said he dated somebody and then the person stopped talking to him. He tried to apologize, the person stopped talking. He just broke up. I said, that's my style. He broke up. The person, toy that had been airing him, was not talking to him for days. The person came to him, for 2 weeks, the person came to his door in 10 minutes. You are a witch. You have a problem. What I'm saying is this, practice forgiveness. Practice kindness. If that person is kind to you and terrible to every other person, the person did this, guys. Even as a person, practice kindness. Don't be in the house going about with your business, your partner is unhappy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And that's why I said these things, because the truth is, happily ever after is, you know, it sounds cute, but whether you like it or not, issues in the home will arise. And tough times will always bring out the true content of people. It always will. So punchlines are not enough. I checked the book of Numbers, I didn't see yours there. It won't be enough. Are you Rapunzel? There's something about your hair. All those things, it won't be enough. Sometimes we lose our minds over what does not matter in the long run. I think Proverbs says, it's better to be homeless than to live in a house with a, what's the word?
Quarrelsome.
A what?
Quarrelsome wife.
Quarrelsome wife. So listen, when we're talking about the relationships that will come into our life, don't think Disney. Be serious. Be serious. But on the other hand, please don't marry somebody you'll be ashamed of. Yeah. Who is she? Oh, she's my friend. Yeah. Especially boys. Ah, if boys don't like your babe, you're in trouble. Hey, Chaman, I know they're following your babe, Tom. Who is she? Oh, she's my friend. And she's pinching you. Say, are you not friends? Marry somebody you will be proud of. In fact, when it even comes to this, see, let me marry somebody because of money too. The Bible says money has wings, it can fly away. Because that person that has money, you will be amazed. What will happen when the person starts seeing you every day? The reason we are sharing these stories, especially because of the kind of climb we are in, where you can forget that as the father is coming back, the mother is going out. As the mother is coming back, the father is going home. That is not sustainable. I wanted to teach this next Sunday, but maybe we'll do Butterflies Part 2. I'm going to do a sermon. I think it will be the third one, titled Love Legacy, especially for our children's sake. I saw a YouTube video of an Instagram reel of a child that was looking at his parents playing and he was happy and smiling. The lady now wrote, imagine how the child would be if he was seeing them always fighting. Many people, maybe you are here, you are scared of marriage because of what you saw at home. You don't know what it does to a lady when she knows her father is consistently cheating. You don't know what it does to a guy when he consistently sees maybe his father. You know, my daughters will be very secure. My daughter, you should be very secure. Your ratchet son will not. Very secure. She will not be love-starved. She knows daddy has brain. Like, barest minimum should be, you should be able to hold the conversation. And it's not asking for too much. I will take my daughter on dates. Yes. These things build. I wish I had more time. There are statistics to prove what happens when a woman grows without a man in the house. A father. I believe it is a father and a mother are each supposed to show a dimension, an aspect of God to the child.
Yes.
If you hear, if you read the writings of the prophets, the king uses, they use some figures of speech to allude to God as a mother, and use some figures of speech to allude to God as a father. Also, marry what you like, oh, but know that if even as you are marrying what, because I mean, I'm not shameless, it may not be like, say, I'm shading my wife. Because sometimes my wife used to look at me and say, oh, that's fine, girl. Yeah. I mean, what's there not to like? Anyways, but on the flip side, no, marry somebody that you'll be proud of. Don't marry somebody, if you know you're not going to be proud of them, there's somebody else that likes them that way. But know that, and I'll wrap up my thoughts with this. I still have so much to share. Me that I don't like teaching on relationship. I still have so much to share. But know that in society has influenced our standards of beauty. 15 years ago, a beautiful girl was a slender girl. True or true? Answer me. True or true?
True.
15 years ago. In fact, those times, somehow, if maybe the lady had hips, she was, if maybe she had hips, they didn't say she had hips, they said she was fat. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And that's the way people did said it. Now, if you don't have Bethlehem butt lift, you are not seen as beautiful. Normal BL now. If you're not seen that way, and let me land on this. Listen, contentment is a thing. Don't let society. I have a friend, or he used to be my friend. He told me, he said, I like skinny girls in transit. Meaning he likes them plus sized. I say, man of God, oh man, be true to thyself. Know what you like and stay there. Stay there. But also, don't bring somebody and treat them like trash. Once you have chosen somebody, you will remain there. Because the soul does not know enough. If you say, his cheekbones, there's something about his cheekbones. You will see another guy and say, he knows it all. You will see, there's always something you will see. The soul does not know enough. When ladies go through labor, right? Bodies change. You cannot now look at the person and say, this is not the waist I liked. You too, look at your stomach. Say, this is not the waist I liked. We are wasting that. Say this, listen, don't do that. Don't do that. You married a person, not a body part. Yeah. And listen, in relationships, practice that contentment too. Practice. Listen, people, you will meet people at a version of themselves. Help them grow. Help, let them grow too. Let the person go. I've seen many people break up for what? Why did you break up? I was just tired. Are you a goat? What do you mean by you were just tired? Sorry, I'm sounding harsh. Because I've been doing this pastoring thing for a while. Okay? And I've heard all kinds of things. Again, please, if you're really young here, I'm not talking to you. Focus on your academics. Okay? Next week I'm going to answer when is the right time to start thinking of these things. Please read your books. Well, it's kind of nuanced, but then I'll talk about a few things. You will meet a version of, and I've seen people call what are not red flags, red flags. You are just bored. You're looking for another high. Say it's a red flag. Listen, the reason I'm talking like this is because marriage is serious. Relationships are serious. You don't want to waste 2 years of your life because you were chasing a feeling. You're just with somebody. Let's just, Are you guys dating? Yes. So when are you guys getting married? We're just seeing how it goes. At the very least, you should marry somebody who there's a possibility of a future with. Yeah? I said you should be dating somebody. You should be dating somebody who you see the possibility of a future. If there is no possibility, leave that person alone. If you don't feel anything, I don't mean agape. You can do everything with every other brethren in Christ except that kind of love. Legally, anyways. So, don't say, you know, my brother in Christ, if you don't... That's how people say, how do you know sexual compatibility? How do we know if you don't have sex? If you are feeling somehow with clothes on, I assure you, you will feel somehow with clothes off. So believe that. But if you're also not feeling that way with somebody, don't go ahead. Don't date somebody in faith. Say, I believe God, he will work something out. If you call me Pierre, I don't know, just begin to pray. I'm busy. I'm busy. Hallelujah.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Nelson the Hellman Ministries is a mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/Nelson the Hellman. And for contact details, follow on Instagram at Nelson the Hellman. God bless you.